Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your mother f***ing ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 143 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of March 24th, 2017. I am Chris Randazzo and I am your host. This evening sees the return of Stone Age Gamer Trivia Time, and tonight's contestants are reigning champion Dan Ryan.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Tom Clancy enthusiast Dean DeFalco.
You're going down, you bearded fuck.
I very well might be.
And the square painter himself, Mr. Adam Shoup.
I've been brushing up all week, so you guys, I don't know what you're bringing to the table.
I'm drinking, so
on a Wednesday, there you go.
Heavily.
It's I'm going ahead and I'm going to call it right now. Sun-kissed Citra from Jersey Girl Brewing, the official beer of the Stone Age Gamer Podcast.
Wow. Next time I'm on, I'll have to get some.
All big right. Fans
it's
of the show.
Pretty damn good
sponsors.
I've never drank on a podcast before. I've always played it sober.
I've never done a podcast without one.
I save the drinking for when we do interviews at convention.
Ah.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yes. Usually I have a few in me. By the time you guys come around, I've already been drinking for a while.
Pretty well in the tank. All right, well, we've got all manner of fun trivia planned for this evening. Before we go any further, here's your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listener. So, how is everyone doing, besides Dan already tanking himself? Dean, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Adam, same. How are you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, Adam, you are by far a more honored guest than I am.
Oh boy, come on, you have better facial hair than me.
Oh, thanks.
If that's our measurement, then geez, guys.
Oh boy,
you need to
ask our Lord and Savior.
I've been good. I've been busy trying to just get new conventions in order. There's two that are coming up that Nina and I are going to be doing. One is MesaCon in Delaware. April 7th through the 9th, and then the weekend after that is South Jersey Geek Fest. So, Chris, I hope to see you there with your adorable son putting his fingers in your mouth or whatever he does.
Well, my daughter sticks her fingers in my mouth now. Now John just walks and talks and asks strange questions.
But, really?
Yeah.
I hope he asks me something really weird.
I hope so, too. I hope we can make it this year.
Yes, I hope so, too. It's going to be crazy because like, Cinemassacre is going to be there signing autographs and shit. So, yeah, it's
really?
Gonna be, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done, Mr. Ryan Morrison. Ryan Morrison, yeah. Big fan of the show.
Yeah, he's great. So, we're doing that. And then we're going to be moving soon. Still in the same neighborhood. Yeah, but we're actually looking at what? Nina, what are we looking at? Three apartments on Friday.
At the same time.
All at the same time.
Live in three apartments?
That's what my life is.
It's one way to get extra space.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going on. And then doing other paintings. Like I said, I had finally finished this art review that I started, 2.5 years ago, and it just sat. Yes. And I decided the other day, screw it. I'm going to write it and finish it, and it's done. So I can't wait to just record the audio. It takes me forever to write a script. That's the hardest part for me.
Well, I look forward to hearing it.
Yes, I look forward to recording it.
All right. Well, let's get this battle underway. Basically, what we're going to do is I'm going to go through several different rounds of different themed games, and I'll be asking everyone individual questions. You're not going to need to buzz in or anything, because we're doing this via the internet, and that's kind of difficult to time out properly. So
right.
I have questions lined up for everyone, so let's get right into things. The first round is called Badly Explain a Zelda Game. I am going to do a terrible job of explaining a Zelda game, and you need to guess which one it is.
Okay.
Sounds easy enough. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So first up, we're going to do Adam as our esteemed guest, followed by Dan, the returning champion, followed by Dean, the returning Dean. So... first up, Adam, question number one. Somebody needs to wake up these four giant moaning noses. Meanwhile, in space, which Zelda game is that?
Is that Majora's Mask?
You're right. That is Majora's Mask. I've realized now that I've done nothing to record scores. So let me go ahead and do that.
I am so fucked. Oh my god. I'm gonna take losing to a new level tonight.
Just go with Tom Clancy every time.
Tom Clancy's Reenie Rainbow. All right, Dan.
Yeah.
Zelda broke her favorite toy, so she ran off with a pig while some kid she doesn't even know puts it back together for her.
Fuck. Jesus. Wand of Gamelon?
No, that is Zelda 1.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the first one.
Broke the Triforce. Kidnapped by Ganon.
Okay. Sorry, that threw me off with the favorite toy. This isn't going well already. Fuck.
We might have a new winner.
You might.
Dean. All right, ready?
Sure.
The princess is a cross-dressing harp enthusiast, and the hero is given the most powerful weapon in the land, even though he's developmentally challenged to the extent of literally having the mind of a child.
Oh, it's Ocarina of Time?
Well done.
Yay, I got one.
Point for Dean.
I was going to say Bubsy, but I'm glad I went with Ocarina of Time.
All right, Adam. Link is really bad at sailing, but then he becomes a one-man band and possibly commits genocide, depending on whether or not he's even conscious.
Link's Awakening?
That's right.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say Wind Waker at first. Like, no, no.
Dan. This old guy kills everybody because he's homesick and really, really misses fresh air. Also, pirates.
Skyward Sword?
Ah, this would be the Wind Waker.
Fuck, yeah.
Wow.
We have established the fact that I haven't played that one, Chris.
We have. Honestly, this was all stream of consciousness for me. I just wrote down the order of the three of you and then just came up with them as I could.
Son of a bitch.
Dean. A kid leaves his only living relative for dead to collect some pretty necklaces and play the most intense game of ping pong imaginable.
Can you say that one more time? All I got was ping pong.
A kid leaves his only living relative for dead to collect some pretty necklaces and play the most intense game of ping pong imaginable.
Fuck! Oh my god! Jesus! Why? It's this Super Nintendo one.
Oh, can I steal that one? I know that one.
No, I'm biting my ass here. I have to yell out the answer.
There's a box on my wall that's not there anymore. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
You've got to be kidding me.
I know the game. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Why? Why? Jesus.
Who's the main character?
Link.
No, stop it. No.
Oh,
this is
Zelda.
Not one you,
well,
no, this is not
Zelda,
one you give help on.
If you don't know this one.
Time.
What,
time's up.
Yeah, I'm calling time. I'm
you
sorry.
You can't dig through your games.
Link to the Past. God damn it. He's not even on the show anymore. He left.
Yeah.
I got it. It's okay.
Where did you go?
Yes, I got it. I got the game because I knew it was in my fucking...
Would you trade me that copy? Yours has a better label than mine.
I'll trade you the copy for a point. Can I do that? Is that allowable?
We'll see how the game goes.
We'll see how the game goes. Adam, a boy befriends an older man and revisits the same place over and over and over and over again.
Say that one more time.
A boy befriends an older man and revisits the same place over and over and over and over again.
I have no idea.
This is Phantom Hourglass. You had to go back to that same stupid
That's
dungeon
right.
over and over and over again.
Wait, what older man do you befriend? Lineback? He's not
Lineback.
That old.
He's older than Link.
He's not an old man. He's maybe like 30. I just played that one. Yeah, I remember. You had to go back to the temple again. That's what I was kind of thinking. Whatever, I fucked that one up.
All right, Dan.
I should have known.
Boy, I don't even know if you've played this one. Dan. A local farm boy spends way too much time leading a cat across town. Also, goats.
What the fuck? We just talked about all these Zelda games and none of this shit is familiar.
That's why they're badly explained, Dan. Except I got the easiest one and I fucked it up, so I have no
This idea. Is like another level of badly explained.
Holy.
But I got two of them, so whatever.
All right, one more time.
A local farm boy spends way too much time leading a cat across town. Also, goats. The hint is, this all takes place in the first hour of the game.
I have no idea. Fucking one of the CDI ones?
No.
That close? You just really want it to be one of those.
I really do.
I don't blame you.
I have no idea.
This is Twilight Princess.
Nina was mouthing that answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I suppose it is.
Stupid
God
cat.
Damn it.
Right in the beginning of the game.
She's a stupid cat.
Man. Oh, this is embarrassing. We're going to keep drinking.
We're not good at this. Well, Adam's great at this. Dean,
a young man meets an exotic dancer in the woods, then rides off in a kangaroo.
Huh.
God, that was my last Tuesday.
That's how I got back to my house tonight. Fucking kangaroo, huh?
Yep. Pretty sure it's the only Zelda game with a kangaroo in it.
I didn't play that one. Gotta say, Spirit Tracks?
I don't know. Oracle of Seasons.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, I played all 5 minutes of that.
Yeah.
Adam, a kid discovers that the only way to get the attention of a sleeping girl is to beat the shit out of himself.
Zelda 2.
Zelda 2. Well done.
That game is brutal.
It really is. I've seen that trick where you can just like sit in the corner and stab the floor or something and your shadow will just keep walking into it. When I first saw that, I almost killed myself because...
I've never really sat down and even tried to like give Zelda 2 an honest playthrough.
You really should. It's a good game.
I know I should.
It's weird as hell, but it's good.
Yeah.
Dan, Zelda's dead, but it's okay because Link's... I'm sorry, I'm an asshole here. Zelda's dead, but it's okay because Link's seen Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going with Skyward Sword again. That's not it.
No.
Full Metal Alchemist? Hold on.
You can, yeah, think about that.
I got nothing. Sorry.
It's Spirit Tracks.
Yeah, damn, I'm actually playing through Spirit Tracks right now.
I didn't play that, so.
The Zelda's dead thing gave it away.
Again, I feel like you're biasing this against me, Chris. Going back, listening to the podcast that we just recorded in our Zelda retrospective, which you can check out right here on geekade.com, and listening to the games where I was like, yeah, I haven't fucking played that one. You're like, I'm going to give that asshole question. That's what I feel like all this is.
Okay, Dean, last one of the round.
Oh, good.
A teenager and his favorite bird spend all day jumping off cliffs, but
it's okay
because he's got a towel.
Skyward Sword.
Well, all right, done.
Cool. Great, I got one. I got two.
All right, end of the first round. We've got Adam at 3, Dean at 2, and Dan at 0.
Zero.
You didn't even get one, Dan? That's unlike you.
I know.
Well, here's a couple of quick one-offs before we get to our proper round two. So let's do real quick. Adam, there were two Bubble Bobble sequels on the NES. What were they?
Bubble Bobble 2 and the sequel, Rainbow Islands.
Well done. That's a point for Adam.
See, I told you he was going to win this, Chris, when we talked about this last week.
Yeah, you weren't wrong. But
no,
hey,
I wasn't.
The night is young.
Much of my head is clogged up with stupid video game knowledge that no one needs to know about.
Dan, what is on Arthur's boxer shorts in the Ghosts and Goblins series?
Arts.
Actually, it's strawberries.
Damn!
Get the fuck out of here.
It's actually strawberries.
No,
I learned that because Capcom held a contest where if you answered a Ghosts and Goblins trivia question correctly on their Facebook page, the first one to answer it right won a pair of Arthur's boxers. And I answered the question correctly, and they sent me the boxers. And when they were sending them out, they put a picture and like, and it's the boxers with the strawberries on it. People think it's hearts, but it's actually strawberries. Well, shit.
Well, then.
No shit. Adam, did you know that too?
I didn't. I'm not a fan of Ghosts and Goblins. I really don't like that game.
I had a huge meltdown during the summer. Go ahead.
Atari is best known for their 2600 console. Name two other numbered Atari systems.
7800 and... Fuck.
The Jaguar.
You gave me one. No, you gave me a 2600, I think.
The thing that you modded for me was a 7800.
Yeah, you gave me a 7800. Is there 7800 and 2800?
Actually, yes. 2800 is an acceptable answer. That's what the 2600 was called in Japan.
Love it.
So yeah, you also would have accepted 5200, 400, or 800. Well done, Dean. All right, let us move on to the next round proper. How's everybody feeling?
Second place. I'm wonderful.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, round two is going to be called Sequel Subtitle. And so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to name a game that is a sequel to an existing game, and you would have to tell me what the subtitle of said game is. For example, if I said Zelda 2, you would say The Adventure of Link. Understood?
Yes.
Everyone good? All right. Adam, you're first up. For the Nintendo Entertainment System, Wizards and Warriors 3.
I was just reorganizing my game collection and I noticed that it had a subtitle. And I cannot remember what it is. I'm going to have to pass on that.
It is Kuros, Visions of Power.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, that old chestnut.
That old chestnut. It's a good game. It's a tough game. Never beaten it. I keep getting to the freaking last boss, and he always kills me. And then when he does kill you, you get the bad ending of the game, which is him sitting in the throne with you chained up while he eats and like spits and laughs at you or something.
I should do a painting of that.
You should do a painting of that. It's an awesome picture. All right, Dan, for the Game Boy, Mega Man in...
Oh...
It's like the only Mega Man game with a subtitle.
It's not Mega Man in the Wily Wars, is it?
No.
No. Wily's Revenge?
That's close enough. I'll give it to you.
Dr. Wily's Revenge?
That's right. Mega Man and okay. Dr. Wily's Revenge.
Wily Dean. Wars was the... Yeah,
Genesis, the
Genesis one,
game,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Dean, for NES, Double Dragon 2.
This time it's Doubler. I don't fucking know.
Way to give him the easy one.
This time it's Doubler.
I don't know why you guys have me on these trivia things. I just volunteer myself as, like, masochism.
Hey, dude, you're in second place right now.
I'm in third place, man.
Not for long.
This is Double Dragon 2, The Revenge. Of nothing in particular.
Just general revenge.
Just general revenge.
Well, they shoot Marion in the beginning in the arcade version, so you should pretty
flat out
about
murder
that.
Her in the street.
Yeah, instead of just punching her, you know, and she's just standing there, they just fucking shoot her this time.
With like a machine gun, too.
Yep. Yeah, oh yeah.
They wanted you to know that they weren't fucking around that time.
No, they definitely were not.
Godfather style of murder, man. Jeez. James Caan dies. That's what happened.
And they casually roll up on her, too. Not even, no running involved. They just casually stroll up, murder her, and then walk away.
Drop the gun, grab the nunchuck.
Good times. Adam, for Game Boy, Kid Icarus.
I have no idea. I'm not really familiar with the Kid Icarus series, so again, yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that.
It is Kid Icarus of Myths and Monsters.
Yeah, I would have no idea about that.
All right, Dan, for Atari 2600 and various other platforms, Pitfall 2.
Pitfall 2, fuck, right? That's what it is?
That's exactly right. You get a 5-point bonus for that one, too.
It's Balls in the Fall.
Is it? No, I think. Oh, is that the Super NES? The Super NES one has a subtitle, too, right?
It does, yeah. The Super NES, Genesis, and Jaguar.
It's not just the adventure, is it?
Negative. No, this is Pitfall 2, The Lost Caverns.
Oh, what was the Super NES one? Was that the Mayan Adventure?
Or
yep.
Was something? Yep.
Yeah.
Dean, for PlayStation 1, Crash Bandicoot 2.
Wrath of Cortex?
Close. Cortex Strikes Back.
Oh, okay.
Crashier?
This time it's Crashier.
This time it's semi-playable.
This time it's still blocky as fuck.
God.
Adam, for NES, Akari Warriors 2.
The Rescue?
Ah, that's the third one.
That is the third one.
Two is Victory Road.
Right. Fuck.
Dan, for Game Boy Advance, Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, that's a tough one.
You have personally heard me bitch about this game on the show, and not because of its ridiculous title.
I'm just trying to think of all the fucking ridiculous titles that it is.
That's a hard one, even if you know it.
Chain of Memories.
You're correct.
Okay.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the DS one, the fucking 365.
358 Days Over Two.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that's supposed to be pronounced.
Fucking dumbass math equation.
God.
Did we ever try and figure that out? Because if it's a fraction, then they only need two to get a whole. And if they have three, I'm going to figure that out. Ask Dean a question. Okay.
Dean, for GameCube, Mario Kart.
Double Dash.
Double Dash.
I got an easy one. All right. Okay, cool.
Adam, for Game Boy, Metroid 2.
Return of Samus.
Well done. Dan, for Sega Genesis, Echo.
The dumbass dolphin.
It's 179, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just so that Kingdom Hearts game.
There's a lot of sequels coming up for that till they get to that one.
Oh, God. Echo 2. Fuck.
Wait, did you say Echo or Echo 2? I don't want
to. Oh.
they're sequels, so
oh,
it is technically
okay,
Echo 2, but.
It wasn't called that.
Hold on a second. I got to. Echo. Stop. My Amazon Echo just turned on. And started playing NPR news.
That's a good choice.
You need me, master?
Is it
oh, my Jesus parents Christ. Are calling me right now. Should I put them on speakerphone on the podcast? You want to talk to my mom?
Definitely.
I
will call you later.
Fucking Echo Jr. was the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Tides of Time?
You're right.
Yes.
All right, Dan, catching up. Dean, for Nintendo 64, Kirby 64.
It's not just Dream Shards, right? It's not like Kirby and the Dream Shards. Fucking, all I got is Dream Shards. Dream Shards. I Dream Sharded in my pants.
You're actually surprisingly close. It's Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards.
Crystal Shards, there you go.
Adam, for PlayStation 3, Uncharted 3.
Is that Drake's Fortune?
Oh, that's the first one. All three right. Is Drake's Deception.
Yeah, I only played the first one.
Really, the second one's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Actually, I was just talking to my brother about those today.
Have you seen, by the way, the stuff for the new one? Like, they just did some, like, new videos and stuff for, what is it, Lost Legacy or something?
Or is it going to be Uncharted 5 now, are they up to?
Oh, this is the offshoot one, right?
The offshoot one.
Drake?
Yeah. It looks really fucking good.
Yeah, I've heard that whole series is great.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah. It's good stuff.
Even the Vita one's supposed to be decent.
It is. Golden you just have Abyss to have a Vita. Or some bullshit.
Yeah, Golden Abyss. That sounds... Anyway.
Do I get a point for that? Was that the next question?
No. Dan, for Game Boy Advance, Altered Beast.
Oh, I fucking loved this one. This was like a really good Altered Beast game.
It was.
It's Guardian of the Realms.
Well done.
Yeah, that game is fucking dope.
And Dean, last question. For Game Boy, Castlevania 2.
Belmont.
This time it's Belmonter.
Belmontier.
Shit. You know, I was I have the cartridge. I was gonna reprint the label for it.
Go run and get it. We'll wait.
No. I won't get the point anyway because I apparently blew out my knee and I didn't get that Zelda point. So.
No, we called time while you had run away.
Dracula's Curse?
No, that was Castlevania 3 for NES. Castlevania 2 for Game Boy is Belmont's Revenge.
I thought that was too easy. Oh, well.
You know, it occurs to me that in the 80s, when you were making a sequel, it was just your character's name and the revenge.
And
like that's,
revenge.
That
or
was
in the case
amount
of Double Dragon 2, fuck the characters, just the revenge.
Like, there was no thought given to this. Let's make another one. What's it called? The Revenge. Oh, okay.
Somebody revenged something.
This time, he's pissed off.
Or he could just be Kojima and go Revengeance.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, well, quick update on the scores here. Adam is still in the lead with 5, but Dan and Dean are tied right behind him at 4.
Ooh.
So let's do another quick little in-between rounds, random little questions here. Adam, what is the name of the chef from Burger Time?
Oh, my God, I know this. When you ask me the name of the chef from Panic Restaurant, come on, he's one of my favorite characters. I can't remember.
It's Peter Pepper.
Fuck, I knew that.
That's a terrible name.
And I knew that.
Can't that's imagine why I never caught on.
That's way less cool than your friend's name, Adam.
Yeah, it is. Just... Earl Grey the Third, you can't beat.
No, Earl Grey the Third should have been
that
chef's
name. That sounds
like a
rapper.
I sincerely hope he has children someday. He must have a male heir.
Makes a fourth and fifth.
Exactly. Dan, who published Frogger on Atari 2600?
Midway?
Parker Brothers.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Dean,
they published video games?
They did, yeah, back in the Atari era. They published the Star Wars games for Atari.
Interesting.
I remember that.
Dean, if you get this wrong, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I wrote this question just for you.
Oh, Jesus.
What game came packed in with the Watara supervision?
Oh, God.
Rainbow Six.
No. I had two games, and I'm assuming one of them was a pack-in then. Fuck. I'm trying to remember the name of the game now. Crystal Ball?
That's close enough. Cristball was
actually
the name of the game.
Yeah, dude, that was a
fun game. If we're
going
Watara supervision trivia, I'm going to give you a little leeway.
Not going to hold
that's
the most
really
stringent of standards.
Well, if anyone's gonna do it, it's gonna be me because I had one and I loved it, and then it broke, and I was so fucking sad.
It was just crushed.
Oh,
oh goodness. So how's everybody feeling right now, huh? Are we having fun?
I'm feeling better, and I really want to go play Guardian of the Realms now.
That's a damn good game.
I want to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy now.
While playing Guardian of the Realms. And listening to the Guardian soundtrack.
Wait.
While fighting a Guardian.
The Whitney Houston movie?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do I know that? I couldn't get the Zelda shit right, but you're like the Guardian. I'm like, oh, that fucking Whitney Houston joint.
Hey, Kevin Costner. Was that Kevin Costner? I think it was Kevin Costner.
That was The Bodyguard.
That was The Bodyguard. Oh, everybody knows that one.
For, man. Yeah, come on.
My Heart Will Go On. It's a classic song.
That's fucking Titanic.
I know it is. I know. Jesus.
It's the I Will Always Love You song, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Why isn't that a question?
I will always love
because
you until
I... Sadly, and unfortunately for the world, they never made a Bodyguard video game, all right?
How is that possible?
Could you imagine the Bodyguard on Super Nintendo?
There were enough weird Kevin Costner games that came out.
Waterworld,
Robin Hood.
Was there a Postman game?
Was there a Tin
the
Cup game?
Greatest game.
Tin Cup. I have Waterworld for Virtual Boy, man. It's the pinnacle of gaming right there.
It is wonderful.
It's no Shaq Fu for Game Gear, but it'll do.
I don't know.
Oh, Shaq Fu. I still have the rap CD that came with that game.
I really want the Game Gear version of it because I'm assuming that that's the worst version.
Yeah, you're really going to dig.
If I'm going to go for it, I may as well go for the absolute worst version imaginable.
Yeah.
Shaq is a flat earther. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Who?
God bless him.
It just sounds like he doesn't know
Shaq?
Any better, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, read about his reasoning why. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's fucking incredible as his reasoning of why he thinks the Earth is flat. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just at some point, we have to be able to say that shit is no longer up for discussion.
Yeah, it isn't.
like we could disagree about lots of stuff, but like the Earth being flat ain't fucking one of them. These motherfuckers play with a ball for their life. Like, that's their whole job is to throw around a spherical object.
Listen, we could say Shaq's probably not too smart because all he was really good at was being super tall and literally dropping the ball into the basket.
Yeah, dunking layups and making
like,
really silly faces.
Yeah, dude
I don't know,
make
but
threes
like,
to save his life. He didn't know trajectories or shit. Fuck that.
That's
hey, he's
fair.
Pretty good at selling gold bond medicated powder.
Dude, and his fucking, his track with the Fooshnickens, What's Up Doc, Can We Rock?
Dude, that's a terrible song.
That is
Stop.
A fucking dope ass song. Don't you ever say the Fooshnickens did anything terrible. They were amazing.
They were saints.
Oh, God, just like Dorothy Mantooth.
Just like Dorothy Mantooth.
All right, everybody, it's time for round number three, and round number three is the music round. I'm going to be playing you guys a song, and you're going to have to tell me what game that song is from. The thing that all these games have in common is that they are all title screens to black box NES games.
They all have the same song.
No, they're all slightly different. Slightly. We have to...
Slightly.
Denotate.
It's like the difference between Under Pressure and Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby, yeah.
There you go.
All right, Adam, you are our guest, so you are up first. Here is your first track. What game is this from?
Wrecking Crew?
Negative. That was Clue Land. Wrecking Crew actually didn't have a title screen song.
Really?
Yeah. Just blank, boring nothingness.
Just a bunch of...
Just a bunch of bullshit.
Wow, okay. Verbal.
All right, Dan. You're up.
Excitebike.
Well done.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Somebody would have smacked you if you didn't get that right. All right, Dean. Boy, I gotta find this one.
I'm gonna fail so hard at these.
All these things got all out of order here. Let me make sure that I have the right one here. Nope. Stop.
Oh, you're giving away the secrets, Chris. Evan, edit secrets. This out. Timestamp.
Doobly-doo. Stop it, computer. Where did you go? All right, I think this is it. Here you go.
Huh.
What's the game?
I definitely played the game.
It's your favorite.
You're a dirty liar. It's not. Whatever it is, I can assure you it's not. It's not Paperboy?
No, sir. No.
It's not even a Black Box game.
It's not even a Black Box game.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
You should be.
You should.
I was barely even alive when those came out.
Didn't you cosplay as Ice Climber?
Oh, shit.
You did.
Damn
it. I just did an Ice Climber painting.
I fucking tried to give you a hint. Like,
would you? My favorite game. That wasn't my favorite game. That was my girlfriend telling me that. Oh, hey, these are couples. We should do this.
All right. Is she laying on the bed right now? Turn around and yell at her. I'm going to make for a good podcast, Dean.
Dude, she's got headphones on. She's in another planet. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
All right, Adam, you're up.
Okay.
No. That was really long.
Yeah,
so
that was
awesome.
Really long, and I have no idea. So, I'm gonna, volleyball? I've never even played that one.
No, that's Mock Rider.
I don't know why that fucking do-do-do-do made me laugh, but that made me laugh really hard. That was fucking funny. I just wasn't expecting it at all.
I love Mock Rider. That game is cool as hell. I can't believe nobody's tried to make a new version of that.
That's the game when you're like, you're like a football player on a motorcycle, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all Mad Maxian and whatnot. All right, where are you? Where are you? Da, 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 da. There we go. All right, Dan.
Uh-huh.
I apologize. This is kind of a tough one.
Oh, yeah, good. Kind of a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Popeye.
No,
that's like the only like super weird black box game I remember.
No, this is Donkey Kong Jr. Math.
Oh God,
that is a tough one.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
it's
played,
tough
even
because
played
who's
that?
Played that?
Even if you own the cart, who actually played it?
I have very briefly, just because I wanted to try it, and it's awful.
It's terrible.
It's just straight garbage.
Do you guys see that someone made a Switch controller and made it look like a GameCube controller? Well, not made it look like it has the same color scheme, though. It looks really cool.
No.
I'm going to link that.
In the show notes.
In the show notes.
Is that when you're going to do the thing?
Oh, boy. Callbacks.
Bring it all back. Bringing it all back, Chris.
Oh, inside God. Baseball. Yeah, I remember that. I'd be like, yeah, Dan, do the thing. And everyone would just get, yeah, that was something. That was a train wreck back then. Glad to see the rails are straightened.
All right, Dean, you're up.
Is that modeled after an actual theme song?
Don't think so.
Okay, it sort of sounded familiar, like something. Yeah. California Raisins.
You're right. Flawless. No, this is Mario Brothers.
Oh, the actual, like
Mario Brothers.
One? Okay, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
A tad less iconic than just a tad. Brothers.
My Yukio Kaneoka. Good job on his part, but no Koji Kondo Mario theme. All right.
It's no California Raisins.
No, but what is?
Nothing.
Adam, one of my favorite Black Box games. Here you go. Stop! Stupid phone.
Is that slalom?
No, this is pinball.
Mm, really? You like pinball?
I love that game. I hear a lot of folks bash that game. I freaking love pinball.
Ugh.
I play the pants off of that game. Ooh. All right. I'm sad nobody got that one. I'm sad. All right, Dan, cheer me up here. Get this one right as soon as I find it, wherever Popeye. The hell it is. No, that actually wasn't the next track. Oh. Here we go.
Am I going to feel really bad when I don't get this one?
Oh, man.
Wait, do you really not
know?
Are
you serious?
Like, even I know this one. I'm freaking mentally retarded.
I think I'm serious.
Go ahead.
You're fucking around.
No, I'm really not.
Give it a shot.
Fucking balloon fight?
Oh, this is Donkey Kong.
Dude. Fuck. It's like one of the most iconic themes from Nintendo. Yeah,
it is. I didn't like Donkey Kong. I barely played it.
You never played Donkey Kong Country? In the beginning, it's the original theme?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. Oh, I didn't like that one that much either. That was good.
All right, Dean. Here you go.
Inspector Gadget? No, it's Popeye.
Popeye.
I'm going to say, you better get that one.
All right, Adam.
Yep.
I think it's this one. All right.
Oh.
Kicking myself because I know this one. Donkey Kong Jr.?
It's Hogan's Alley.
Ah, shit.
This really is so much harder when it's your turn. Like, it really...
You knew that was Hogan's Alley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't know Donkey Kong. Knew
Didn't
it was
fucking know Donkey Alley. Kong.
Yeah,
I was going to
say.
However, had it been my turn, I would have said Popeye again.
All right, Dan, you're up.
See, like, I have no idea.
Take
Anybody else know that
dark.
One? Am I the only one who doesn't know?
I have no idea.
Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
You're
oh,
right.
Yes.
Dean for the steal. No.
Fuck. Gyromite?
No, this is Slalom.
Damn it. I was going to say Slalom because you made a joke about it a minute ago. I was like, nah, that'd be too easy. Fuck.
The only Black Box one composed by David Wise. One of my favorites. All right, Dean, you're up. Greatest game of all time.
It's not nearly enough.
It's like four notes.
About as complex as the game is.
Johnson, we need a song. Do, 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 do. There you go, fuckers.
Fucking Johnson. Never
Record
does his job.
Put it down.
Oh, God. He later created Sonic 06.
Sickest of burns, sir.
Shit. I don't know. Fucking.
Yeah, I'm calling time.
Gyromite.
No, sir.
I can.
It was Urban Champion.
Didn't sound like an Urban Champion, but good to know.
That game's fucking terrible.
It really is. It's absolute garbage. All right, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
That's soccer?
No, that's actually Gyromite.
I've never even played Gyromite. I've never played that or Stack Up. So don't give me Stack Up.
That one should have been Urban fucking Champion. That one sounds way more Urban Champion-er.
It does, doesn't it?
Is it Gyromite? No. Is it Gyromite? No.
One of these is eventually... Chris, are we doing all of them? Just out of curiosity.
I think so. I think we're doing all the ones that had music.
All right, sweet.
All right, Dan, you're up. I'm sorry.
No. Try again. You played the wrong song, Chris. Again, that's another classic Johnson recording. You just shit it out one Friday afternoon. Oh, fucking Stack Up? I don't know.
I'm sorry. This is Donkey Kong 3.
Stop giving me fucking Donkey Kong games. God damn it.
I swear I did this completely random.
I love Donkey Kong 3, and I did not know that.
I mean, really, that wasn't anything.
Johnson, what do you got this time? Hit us with another fucking platinum track.
Good.
That's golden.
Dean
put
just
it on
recorded
the
fucking. Dean just recorded the title song to Donkey Kong 4. Right there. Fucking amazing. Dean, real quick, hit me with Donkey Kong 5.
Donkey Ding Doob Doop.
Brilliant. The way you went boop at the end of it really fucking sells that one. God damn it.
I gotta go on hiatus for 6 years to come up with Donkey Kong 6. It's gonna be a real barn burner.
Well, this one will be the Super Nintendo one, so you can go wob. You can do a little fucking bassier note. Like fucking Inception. Wob. Yeah, awesome.
Jesus.
All right.
You can do a Genesis remix and have that wow 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 noise in there.
Oh, crap. All right, Dean. Here you go.
I've played that, whatever it is. Don't. This is one of those things where, like, you know, I haven't played these games in 10, 15 years, but I'm like, yeah, I totally remember that. Is it Dr. Mario?
It's not a black box game.
I don't.
And how do you not know this one?
What is it?
Gyromite. Jesus.
It's volleyball.
Volleyball?
It's fucking duck hunt, man.
Oh,
duck hunt.
Yeah,
come
there
on.
You go.
Dude.
There you go. I knew it was something like that that I played when I was young, but yeah, no.
I don't feel so fucking bad for Donkey Kong now.
Oh, well.
All right, Adam.
Okay. I'm trying to think of ones we didn't even say yet. Was that Stack Up?
No.
No?
I'm so sorry.
Can we all just make a pact to say Stack Up for every question from
everything.
Now on?
This was Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
See, Donkey Kong, literally the most forgettable Nintendo franchise.
All right, Dan. Oh, boy, let me find it. Here you go. All right, so this, yeah. Yeah.
Pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling. Well done.
Thank you.
I would have also accepted baseball or tennis.
This whole time I'm sitting here going, please fucking give me pro wrestling. Please fucking give me pro wrestling. Come on. Wait,
right,
no,
Dean.
That was fucking Donkey Kong. That was Donkey Kong again.
All right, Dean, here it is. Here you go. You ready?
No.
Last song.
Fucking
say what's in your heart, Dean.
Am I supposed to know this? You make it sound like I've played this before. Have I played this before? Do you know?
Favorite game.
I just want you to say what's in your heart.
Sheriff's Office of Bergen County, New Jersey. That's what's on it.
That is a classic. It's a very tough game, though.
That's what I've heard. Full of crush.
Like, once you get past the meter maids, the shit really comes into focus. But
stack
if
up.
You get this. It's right. It's stack up.
Oh shit.
Oh boy, I'm glad I thought about our pact.
You did it. You did it. Well done.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one, yeah.
All right. You said that every single song was in there, so could I get a point for pointing out one that you didn't have?
Sure.
You most certainly did not have Kung Fu in there, because I was waiting for that.
Oh, right. Shit, I didn't have Kung
you
Fu.
You didn't. You know what else you didn't have?
Well, that's not a title screen song.
Yes, it is.
That's what happens when you press start.
It's still the title, whatever, it's the intro song.
I'll still give you a point for it.
What about 10-yard fight?
That one I looked up and I couldn't find it. There is no title screen music for that one.
Can I still have a point?
No.
I've never played 10-yard fight, so I wouldn't know.
Can we all have a point?
Well, with Adam's bonus point, the score currently stands at Adam at 6, Dan at 6, Dean at 7.
Holy
Whoa.
Shit!
What? Donkey Kong, motherfucker. Give me a point.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, let's just end the game right now. I'd like to go home a winner. I've never won one. But this is happening.
You are home. You're home a winner right now.
You're right.
You are where you live.
That's correct. All right. I'd like to send Michelle home a winner then. So can we end right now? I'd like to send
Well, I don't know. That depends, Dean.
All right,
depends
we're almost
on your
done.
Performance.
Where are you going with that one?
Yikes. All right, so let's do another couple little our last in-between round random questions here. Adam, what's the name of the former EA CEO responsible for the 3DO?
I have no idea.
John Madden.
Really? It's John Madden. It's Trip Hawkins. Trip Hawkins.
Oh, that guy. Of course, Trip. Good old Trip.
Old Trip.
What a silly guy.
Trip Hawkins. Dan, the original Wonder Boy was reskinned into what game for the NES?
Hudson or Adventure Island?
Adventure Island. Well done.
I was going to say Hudson's Adventure Island, but Adventure Island.
Well,
Hudson Soft did
that
it,
too.
Though, yeah.
Dean, what was the rupee limit in the original Legend of Zelda? Dean?
99?
No, sir. 255.
Why? What? Why? 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 Why is that? the size of the fucking cart, like, didn't go up to 256. Fuck that. No, that's stupid. Fuck that. Fucking fuck.
Some more Johnson bullshit. Johnson, how many nickels you got in your pocket? 255, sir. All right, that's the number of rupees we can have.
Why was this man so monumental in so many games?
Oh, he was.
And how big were his pockets?
255
nickels
isn't that much. Back in the early 80s, he was rocking some UFO parachute pants.
I was going to say he was wearing JNCOs before his time.
Oh, crikey. All right. Johnson. The final round of the evening is going to be round number four, back of the box. So what we're going to do here is Dan, Dean, and Adam are all going to give me descriptions of games, and only one of them is going to be for a real game, and it will be up to me to guess which one the real game is. If they stump me, then they get a point. If not, then they don't get a point. It's really quite simple. Okay, so Adam, you are our guest, so try to stump me with your back of the box.
Sure. Okay, so this game is called Mad Maestro, and it's for the PlayStation 2. And in this game, the city plans to destroy the concert hall. You're a promising young conductor attempting to recruit the best musicians in your town. But if you hit a bad note, you're looking for a new gig.
Okay.
All right. The next one I got for you is, let's see, Blues Man Q. How about that one? Yeah, it was a good one. A late era PS1 game that was based off an anime. Plays kind of like Star Fox, but in a car.
Wow.
Yeah. And let's see. How about Mr. Bones? The Saturn platformer where you're a skeleton who plays a blues guitar in an effort to stop an army of other evil skeletons from destroying humanity. And mini games include a rhythm section and a breakout clone.
Hmm.
And it came out in America, but nobody ever talks about it for some reason.
So only one of those games is real.
Only one of them is real.
Well, I happen to own the real game. That would be Mad Maestro for PS2.
You friggin' own that game.
I own that game. Published by Fresh Games.
Yeah.
I also own that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mad Maestro.
I didn't think
cool.
so. That is a weird one.
It's awesome, though.
It is awesome.
Really?
I think
Mr. I've never
Mosquito
played
was
it.
A touch weirder, but... what is it? Fresh Games did Mad Maestro, Mr. Mosquito, and for some reason, R-Type Delta, was it?
Really?
Yeah.
I've been looking for that.
Weird. Very weird. Like, that's not a weird game. It's freaking R-Type. The other two are, like, freaking Mosquito Simulator and Mad Maestro, but... All right. Dan, what do you got for me?
Eureka, published in 1984 for the Commodore 64, ZX Spectrum, and PC. A mysterious black cube found on the moon has shattered into five pieces, which have disappeared throughout the mist time. Your job is to go back through time and recover each piece in this blend of arcade puzzler and text-based adventure. But that's not all. Be the first to solve each time period's mystery, recover the pieces of the cube, and call a special phone number, and you could win £25,000.
Wow. You went Commodore 64, which is not something I know a lot about, which makes that kind of believable. All right, what else you got?
The Kitesh Trilogy.
The who what now?
The Kitesh Trilogy.
Okay, all right.
It's okay. For the PC and Commodore 64, you 1985. Unjustly convicted of a crime you did not commit, the lords of Kitesh have given you a choice. Die by the guillotine or undertake a perilous quest. Should you accept the quest, an assassin beetle will be placed around your head, ready to strike you dead at the first sign of your treachery. Complete the quest to clear your name in this text-based adventure. But that's not all. Be the first to complete all three games with a 100% score, and you could win £700.
Okay. All right. What's the last one?
The Ancient Knight. For the Commodore 64. Published in 1985. The good King Leopold is dead. The Empire is in ruin. As the lone survivor of the King's Guard, your quest is to avenge his death at the hands of the evil Lord Etherington. Your job is to traverse the countryside through this medieval text-based adventure and restore honor to the realm. But that's not all. Be the first to complete the quest with 100% and win £1,000.
Wow. £1,000 is a lot of money. At least I think it is. I don't really know.
I don't know. I'm not British.
I'm not either.
I don't know if you know that about me.
Crap baskets. What was the name of the first one?
It was Eureka, the Kitesh Trilogy, and the Ancient Knight.
I'm going to guess Eureka.
You are correct.
Holy shit. All right.
What's even more incredible, I thought, see, here was my thinking on this. This game, it's Commodore 64 and ZX Spectrum. You start off the game, and it's like Pac-Man, where you collect hit points that you then use in the text-based adventure. It came out in 1984, and the person who won this contest was a 15-year-old kid that won 25,000 pounds in 1984.
That's amazing.
When I was looking this up today, no shit. Now I'm going to have to double check because I wrote this at work. But I think if the conversion and inflation was correct, it would be about $3 billion is what he won.
Jesus criminy.
Yeah, let me see this here real quick. The Commodore 64. What the fuck was the website I was... go on to Dean. I'll find it. Wait, no, hold on. I did find it. So I can't believe you got that. I thought the 25,000 pounds would lead you right away.
Now my poor conversion rate actually saved the day there.
let me see here. Yeah, this is... in current terms, it equates to about $3 billion.
Jesus
Christ. It was won by a 15-year-old shit dick in fucking...
What was that in 1984 U.S. dollars?
Oh, God. It probably was equal to... Fuck, let's find out.
How much in bison dollars?
Seven. Those, man.
It's only seven bison dollars.
No waiting for the PAX Bisonica.
Anyway, Dean.
Okay.
Now, Dean.
Yeah.
If you manage to stump me on this, you win.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. Okay.
Real quick, just by the way, it looks to be about 60,000 U.S. dollars.
Jesus.
That's a hell of a contest.
Yeah. 1984 money.
Yeah.
That is something. All right, Dean.
All right, Chris,
hit me with what you
this?
Got. I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, so the first one is these are really obscure because I'm out to get you tonight. So the first one is a web only. It is playable on the web through I believe a Kongregate. And it's called Tangerine Tycoon, where you can harvest, gamble, speedrun, play the stock market. In this juiced-up idle game, can a tangerine grow a mustache? Find out in Tangerine Tycoon. Okay, so there's number one. The second one was a release on the PlayStation by Hasbro Interactive called Swamp Boater, Tactical Swamp Unit. TSU for short. So basically it's like a Black Ops thing where you're a secret agent, I think it was a Stone, and you basically like go around in a hover boat and you try to sneak up on people all like siphon filter. I was pronouncing
siphon
it.
Filter
like a robot. You try to take them out. You try to recover data so you can bring it back to your headquarters and deliver it so you can complete missions. There is 16 missions total. And there are different characters. There's even unlockable characters, too, and unlockable hovercrafts as well. Is that what they call them, hovercrafts? The little boat things on the fucking swamps, hovercrafts. That's what it says in the box.
Pontoon
back of the box, anyway. The cover doesn't look like a hover, like what I would think of a hover boat. It's got the big fan on the back. Anyway, I don't know.
A swamp buggy?
Fan boat.
Fan boat. Then we'll go fan boat.
Fan boat.
What it's called.
Okay, so the last one is called Conquer, and it is also known as the Jump Simulator. It's a 2.5 MMO RPG With the beautiful and opulent world of fantasies, you will control a strong and gallant hero, slaying outrageous monsters and completing dangerous quests in lost my spot here. And it's the most fun you'll have in your life. It's been out since 2000 even. And it hasn't stopped yet. There have been 3 iterations. There's Conquer 1, Conquer 2, and now there's Conquer 3, Flight of the Shadow Fin. And it's all the same game. It hasn't changed since 2000. They just try to slap a new coat of paint on every now and again. And you can they have a for beginner side and a for veteran side. You can like it on all social media if you want. And there's joins millions of players from all over the globe. Though I happen to think that there probably aren't millions of people playing anymore. So those are my 3 games. You get the really obscure game from Congregate. You get the swamp boating stealth game from that was on the PlayStation, huge hit by the way. Or you get the 18-year-old MMORPG that's still somehow around and looks like complete hot garbage. Your choice, sir.
Wow. I'm going to say the Tangerine one is out. I don't believe that one. The Fanboat game, is that PS1 or PS2?
PS1.
There was a lot of strange hot garbage released at the end of the PS1 era.
There was.
And that
this
would
is one
definitely
of them.
Fit that bill. But I could also buy there being a really crappy MMO that hasn't changed in a long time. Oh, this is tough. I'm going with the Fanboat game.
Wrong. Conquer 3.0.
Damn.
The Fanboat one.
Those were tough.
I actually looked up fake games, and that was something that came up. you know what? Just for shits and giggles, I am going to copy the link address and paste it in here just so you guys can see this if I could find the right. Yep, here we go. And there's a message box here. There you go. There you go. Look at that. Have fun. Enjoy.
I certainly will enjoy. Well, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
I cannot believe it.
Wow,
good
we
job.
Go away from trivia for so long. We even have a special guest on, and of all people, Dean is our winner.
Best is the best. Oh,
I'm glad
God.
I brought you luck.
You did. You brought me all the luck. You know what it was? You know what, Adam? I don't mean to blow up your spot here, but we talked about this back when I was at his apartment in Halloween. He was like, listen, any day now, Chris is going to have a trivia thing, and I'm going to make you number one, Dean. I'm going to get you to the top. And I was like, you know what, Adam? I believe you, man. I believe you.
All right.
Yeah,
did that.
That totally happened. Yeah. I mean,
I remember that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I threw up a lot when I got back to the apartment, so I could all be imagining it. But
are you serious?
Yeah, totally.
You really got sick that night?
No, I didn't. My girlfriend did, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my girlfriend did.
All right.
Yeah, no, right. I totally did. Yeah, there was
you've never met her. She
that was actually that was the last party we've had at our house since then, because the end of the night was got a little rambunctious, to put it lightly.
Oh, I think we left before that happened.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we were getting a little tired, and we needed to drive back the next day. But I'm sad I missed the rambunctiousness. Or am I? Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go with I'm sad that I missed it. But we'll see you at too many games at the very least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the thing. So I'm very happy I won. I'd like to dedicate this to Chris and my girlfriend who's been cheering me on this whole time. Wave. You've been cheering
yes,
me
wave
on, right?
Wave on the audio podcast.
Wave!
She gave me a thumbs up, yeah. I've been, No, no one can see you. Thank you. And I hope to be back for another one of these whenever we have one, because now I'm the champion. I'm the captain now.
Look at me. I'm still in the overall rankings, at least 3 or 4 behind Dan. But...
oh.
Easy.
Well, Dean, thank you for joining us for this trivia episode, and Adam, thank you very much for coming on, being our special guest.
Of course.
Would you like to plug anything before I do my end of the show spiel?
Please check out my YouTube channel. I've been uploading a lot more stuff, doing vlog type stuff, more speed paintings, and like I said at the beginning, I have more reviews written, so lots of new stuff coming out on my Square Painter channel.
Excellent. I'll make sure I put a note link to that in the show notes. It is an excellent channel. Adam is, if you are unfamiliar with Adam and his work, he is a very talented guy. He does awesome paintings that I would love to throw lots of money at him so I could hang them up in my house.
I still owe you one.
Oh, crap, you're right.
I do, and I've been putting images together this week for you.
Ah, all right.
So you know.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Yes, we will.
All right, and of course, Dan, thank you for being here, because you would have been here anyway.
Yeah, this is just what I do on Wednesdays. I turn on my computer and you fuckers are always here.
Yeah, whatever, Dan. I beat you this time.
You really did?
Go home.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, man.
All right, that's our show. Join us next week when Dan and I will be doing another iteration of the 10-20-30. There's some interesting games on the list, so it'd be a fun episode. Once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade KRIS. Dan is at
Geekade Dan.
And what about Dean? Are you still on the Twitterverse?
Yeah, I reside at Kimono_Vestlord.
And Mr. Adam, can you be found on Twitter?
Yes. Look up the Square Painter on any outlet of social media. I'm on there as all of that, the Square Painter.
Excellent. If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here tonight, be sure to check out the show notes. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher. Or if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, for making the show listenable for all you folks. And we'd also like to thank Mark TDK Knight for our show's theme. You can check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, or his website, which we have a link to in the show notes. And always remember to keep your eyes on Geekade.com, where we used to post something new every single day, but we screwed up last Sunday.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh,
just fell through the cracks.
Didn't have to Nothing announce enough. It. Jeez, we could have just swept that under the rug.
No, I'm an honest man, God damn it. I will not lie. Anyway, yeah, that's everything. So on behalf of Dan and Dean and our wonderful guest, Adam, keep playing games.